Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Happy Friday. It is series 3 of the Sloppy Joes. I'm Joe McGrath, there's Joe Smith. How you doing, mate?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Ethan James in the corner. Hello, Ethan.
Oh, hello. I'm in the corner, right in the corner. Hello.
Big show today. We've got Sloppy Survey incoming. The top three.
Yeah.
Ethan's film review-ish.
Yeah.
And much more. Much more on the way.
What do you mean-ish?
Because it's never a film, is it?
No, it's never a film.
It's never a film. It's always a little bit of, you know, oh, I've watched the news.
Yeah.
Are you a Saturday night TV person, by the way?
No. But do you know what? My cousin will often text me about who's been on Graham Norton. And I do like Graham Norton.
Mm.
Is that Friday or Saturday?
That's Friday night.
Same kind of.
Still, same.
Are you into it? Because I think Graham Norton's excellent and I like his show. Are you a big shiny floor Anton Deck kind of guy?
Well, here's the thing, right? So I'm going to nick a little bit of my talking point that we did on the radio.
Classic.
And we spoke about Salford Football Club. They have an orange kit. Or they did have an orange kit. Class of 92. Stop WD-40 in the table.
So the table's got a slight squeak. I've just WD-40'd it mid-pod. And has it gone?
It's gone. It's really unbelievable.
Delicious.
Add a little squeak in, Ethan, so you can really get to the point of where it... So
yeah,
Salford City played in orange for 40 years.
Okay.
Class of 92 came out in 2014 with Gary Neville and all that, and changed them to playing in red for 11 years. But they've just voted to actually go back now. So a little conversation we had on the radio today is, what if you could just bring something back? If you go back to how it was, what would you do?
God.
And I went Saturday night telly.
Okay.
Sitting down.
Hit me with the lineup.
With the family.
Okay.
You normally have an interesting sort of quiz show at the 6 o'clock mark.
Yeah.
So whether that be Catchphrase or something that Dale Winton used to do.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Supermarket
Sweep. Rest in peace. Yeah. Or a celebrity edition of something like Deal or No Deal or something. I don't know. Then it was the big boys. It depends what time of year you're in.
Oh, my God.
But often Ant and Dec are involved.
Oh, my God.
Or the X Factor.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the X Factor?
Yes, but have we missed Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in all of this? Was that Saturday night?
It was Saturday night.
Did you not? You're not a big Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
No, what?
You're kidding me.
I was, Joe.
It was fantastic, wasn't it?
I used to play the video game as well.
Oh, yeah.
Side by side.
The video game that came on a DVD?
Yes.
Yes, we used to play that. We used to play that. Kelly's house.
Isn't it mad that... Who's Kelly?
Kelly, someone I went to primary school with.
You still keep in touch?
Don't keep in touch. Follow each other on Instagram.
So you and
two
Kelly,
lovely kids.
Isn't it weird that you used to play games on a DVD player?
Yeah, because it was the most primitive of beasts. Some people watching this won't have heard of games. No, DVD player.
Yeah.
Got the wrong one.
Games.
But a DVD player, for those who don't know, is okay. So imagine, how do we do this? Because also you've got to remember that if they have no concept of it, then we've got to build this from the ground up. Because kids these days...
They must have a concept of DVD.
No, because you say, what's a DVD? And they go, is that a piece of meat?
No, they don't.
They'll go,
that's
oh, kids,
what my mum and dad used to watch.
No, they won't. Because you go, oh, what's a VHS? And they go, what's VHS? Is that a Korean boy band? They just don't know. So we need to build up what a DVD player is.
Fucking
so
hell.
Imagine a piece of tin foil wrapped around...
I've got a bit. Imagine a CD.
No, but obviously they don't know a CD either, do they?
Round a donut?
First, your band skills.
Yeah, here we go. A piece of tin foil wrapped around a donut. Yeah?
Sounds
now,
delicious.
Put a steamroller, which is basically... how do we explain it?
Oh, because they'll know what a steamroller
okay.
is.
Okay, so a rolling pin over that tin foil covered donut till it's very flat. And that little flat thing there, yeah? You put that into the mouth of a machine that tells your telly what you'd like to watch. Carry on.
Isn't it weird that that technology there sounds harder to explain than what, like, streaming is?
Yeah.
Streaming is simple. You click on something and it streams from somewhere.
Even though it's utterly mental.
How is a film on that fucking thing?
I don't know.
Anyway, you used to play games on it.
Yeah.
I used to love DVD extras.
Yeah, they were great.
The art of a director's commentary. Did you ever watch a film and then hear the director speak over the top?
Wonderful.
You don't do that much these days.
You never see it. And it used, because when the DVD technology came out, because VHS, that was the one before, quickly, just for those who don't know.
Oh, no.
Imagine some Hubba Bubba. Do you know that long string chewing gum you can get in the kind of shell? Imagine Hubba Bubba, but that Hubba Bubba, instead of containing beautiful strawberry flavour, it contains...
I used to watch Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, that's a bit late. It contains dancers with wolves. Yes? Then that
dancers
gum,
with wolves?
Then that chewing gum is then put into a sort of black brick.
They'll understand that. Not as big as a brick. You couldn't build a house with it.
Oh, God, no. Maybe the sort of brick you would use for dry stone walling. Then, again, you feed that black brick full of chewing gum into an even bigger box, which eats it, gobbles it up. Mmm, tasty chewing gum. This tastes like Dancers with Wolves. And then I'll tell you what Dancers with Wolves looks like through the telly. So, great point. When DVDs came out, all of a sudden we had more bandwidth. We had more space to play
What's
with.
What's bandwidth? Explain that.
So bandwidth, imagine a band. Okay, so.
Width!
So, when DVDs came out, all of a sudden we had more space to play with. And they needed to fill up the DVD in order to give people a reason to buy it, even though it was more expensive than a video, which essentially did the same thing. So you used to get extras. These are 100% dead now. You used to get, when people would do, what they call, bloopers.
You used
to get the people talking over the top of it.
Extra scenes.
Deleted scenes, which are mad. And also you used to get stuff like I said, director's commentary.
Yeah.
And sometimes actor's commentary as well.
You could watch the film. Have you ever done that, Ethan, where you watch the film and the director's just speaking to you?
I didn't even know this was a thing.
What? DVD extras.
I remember Doctor Who Confidential.
That was just a show on BBC Three.
What's that?
Yes, that was.
Starring, what's he called? The Canadian guy.
Can I ask you something?
No. It was behind the scenes, like, we'll show you what we did here. We'll show you how we made this monster look like this. We'll show you how this looked like that. Is it like that?
Yeah. we are the DVD generation, but I think we skipped the DVD rude element. We were already on the internet by that point. Yeah?
Yeah.
You never had a naughty DVD, did you? Did you really, yeah? Wow, where'd you buy it?
Friend.
You bought it from a friend?
Kept it under the stairs at a friend's house.
Amazing.
We labelled it as though it was an Xbox game.
Oh, great. What did you call it? Star?
No. SSX Tricky. So, I don't know where that is now. There is a copy of SSX Tricky somewhere in the workshop area that you do not want to be putting in a PS2. And for those who don't know, PS2...
You're too young for that, sorry, aren't you? Owning something.
I've not owned any naughty stuff on a disc. I remember I had a very thick pack of DVDs in like a little unit that I'd take around with us and a portable DVD player.
Oh, yeah.
That I would often take on camping trips or...
Wow, that has unlocked a memory there, the portable DVD
And you have to
DVD
put like
player.
12 AA batteries in it for it to last just about the length of one film.
That has really brought me back. Yeah. The excitement of knowing that you could take a Hollywood film to wherever you are.
And you could see a full 6.5 inches of that film with the biggest sort of silver frame around the actual screen you've ever seen.
What
you could watch
trip,
that in a stunning 22p. It was fantastic. 22p. It was so good. Back to the sort of Saturday Night Telly then. So once you've hit Antidex Saturday Night Takeaway, what comes after that?
Right, so Antidex Saturday Night Takeaway or the X Factor.
X Factor, yeah.
Now, the X Factor, I remember, I don't know if this is one of those false memories, but I remember it in its heyday having a little half an hour break where you might get an episode or something, then coming back with the results.
Yes,
it was only later did they started doing the results on a Sunday.
Ah.
And making it a whole other thing, when really they just recorded it later on that day. Same with Strictly Come Dancing. Strictly, I'm sure, Casualty used to be in the middle. Or The Lottery. The Lottery.
The Lottery was coming up half an hour.
We used to watch The Lottery.
And they had names for the different lottery machines.
What do you mean?
So like, tonight we're using Jackie. And that would be the name.
No, they didn't. Tonight we're using Jackie.
Tonight we'll be using Jackie. This is the 18th time she's been used since 2001.
Let's see what balls she produces.
Yeah, let's see what balls she can fire out today. First up, 51. Ethan, go on.
I don't think... Balls.
What do I Google?
Lottery machine human names. Simple.
It's just simple, sorry. Yeah.
So then you come back for the second half of X Factor. You've got Dermot O'Leary taking all the time in the world.
Yeah, and then they used to have a sing-off, didn't they, between the bottom two?
Yeah, the sing-off.
The sing-off.
It's pathetic.
It was pathetic. And then sometimes I've got a memory of some the news. So you have three things that are happening after the X Factor results, which is finishing about 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Either the news comes on.
Yeah.
A Jonathan Ross, maybe.
Oh, Jonathan Ross, yeah.
Or some sort of 90s action film.
Yeah.
That they've got the rights to, and they're milking it.
Yeah. A few good men.
Yeah, yeah. Or a James Bond.
Yeah.
James Bond.
Yeah.
And that would be Saturday night TV. You should have a bit of snacks, food, takeaway, Indian, Chinese, whatever.
That was good.
And you used to watch, you used to gossip. Who do you think was good this week? Boo, vote them out. Mum used to let me call up, used to vote. Bring, bring, bring. G4.
Remember the scandal? The voting scandal?
No, what was that?
Where basically, for about 15 years, the way they did the phone lines was they never turned them off. So people would be watching, because then they do repeats. So people would be watching it, not knowing they're watching a repeat. And they'd ring up, even after the results had been announced, and they'd still charge you. So
that's crazy.
They found out there was like tens of thousands of people that paid £2 or whatever to do a vote, who their vote was just irrelevant because they never turned the phone lines off.
Yeah. I mean, the X Factor was like our like sort of American Idol. Did we have like a Britain Idol?
Well, Britain's Got Talent, but that wasn't the same. It was called Pop Idol originally.
Oh, that was good.
But I think, I don't know why they changed it from Pop Idol to X Factor.
Do you remember when like Chalisa was on it? And
Barlow? There was a time, weren't they running concurrently? No, X Factor and Britain's Got Talent run concurrently, and they still do. I can't believe how long they've lasted, you know.
Well, they've gone now. Britain's Got Talent's still kicking them out.
Is Britain's, X Factor dead?
It's dead,
been
I
dead
think.
For years,
you
mate.
No, it hasn't.
Yeah, years.
Did it die when Simon Cowell's soul was removed by the Grim Reaper?
I couldn't tell you.
And but all that was left was his body.
He looks interesting these days, doesn't he?
He does, yeah. He looks interesting, yeah. In the way that sort of...
No, let's leave it.
Yeah.
Ethan, what was your... did you have Saturday Night TV with, you know...
Yeah, and...
John.
I would say with the X Factor, I would still engage in it now and then. Do you have a, like... Late at night, so you can't get to sleep, it's 1 a.m. Oh. You might go on YouTube, and then you can see a 20-minute video that you could maybe fall asleep to of the top 20 most cringe moments in X Factor or something.
Yeah, I do that. I've also got a fantasy that I'll tell you about. And
Becky involved?
No, Becky's not involved.
Mm.
That's got a cut. I loved the X Factor as a teenager. And
fancy yourself a bit of a singer?
No, not really. I fancied myself as the judge. And sometimes when I was on the treadmill and I was listening to some music and I needed to run to help my mind run, I pretended I was a judge and I was watching one of my acts sing a song.
And like you were so proud of it?
Yeah, and I would stand up at the end. It got me through.
Wait, you sat down on the treadmill?
No, I'd stand up at the end because the last note was
metaphorically.
So good. Yeah, that was my little brain fantasy.
Really?
I was never the singer, I was always the judge. I used to get everyone up at the end. Come on, standing ovation. Come on, get up, Simon. Get up. It was brilliant.
Alicia, up now.
And they used to sing Tiny Temper, Pass Out, because I used to like running to that.
What era was it? Was it Mel B? Was it Alicia Dixon?
Talisa was there.
Talisa.
Gary Barlow, don't forget he was there.
Yeah.
Was Lou Walsh there? No,
yeah.
Maybe not. Yeah.
He was there for the first loads.
Sharon Osbourne,
of course, early on. You'd have Pete Waterman at the start.
They did. Danny Minogue kicked about for a bit.
Danny Minogue was there. And there was also that woman with the blonde hair, Nikki something.
Who?
So the very first Pop Idol one, it was like Simon, and the first couple of iterations, it was Simon, Louis, then there was a woman called Nikki, which I'm sure Ethan's Googling now to find out. Then there was Dr. Neil Fox.
Yes.
Do you remember him? Foxy.
Foxy.
And then there was Pete Waterman.
Mm. From so, Stockacre and Waterman.
Aitken and Waterman. Yes, correct, yeah.
Nicky first name Chapman. Stock.
It's not called, his first name isn't Stock.
Stock. What's he part of then? Aitken and Waterman.
Aitken, I think.
Aitken and Waterman, but I'm sure his first name's Stockacre and Aitken.
His name's Pete. What?
What?
I don't know what the stock means, but I'm sure that is their surname for Aitken and Waterman.
Right, yeah. Let me Google that.
And that was a record company or producing company, whatever.
Yeah, it's called Stock Aitken Waterman.
Yeah, that's the name of the company.
Oh, right, so why are you pulling me up on it?
Because you said someone's first name was Stock. Like they're
I got confused. Oh my God, they've sold 500 million units globally.
That'll do you, won't it?
Bloody hell. It's amazing.
Yeah. Ethan, what you got?
Nicky Chapman, you're
Nicky Chapman, thank you very much.
Great.
I kept thinking Nicky Campbell, but that's a Five Live presenter.
Breaking Joe's.
Right, should we get into Breaking Joe's? Lovely. Nice little trip back in time there. Let us know what you'd bring back. How have you been, Joe?
I've been well. Been doing some fun stuff. Been doing some not so fun stuff. Packing to move house.
Is that all systems go?
It's sort of most systems go. We're still in the kind of like, oh, what did you think of our survey? Oh, yeah, it's all right. What do you think of your survey? Yeah, we might get someone to look at the electrical box. We're in that kind of phase.
A bit to and fro in.
Yeah, but also you don't want a whole house's worth of house to pack in a weekend. So we've just made a start.
You hate it?
It's awful.
It is
it's
awful.
It's absolutely awful. So Lizzie had done some bits by herself when I was at work one day, like cleaning out a couple of the kitchen cupboards. Great. Some of them are still just full of stuff. We thought, let's have a work at the basement. Because we
that's
don't,
your cave, isn't
that's
it?
That's my cave. But also, there's loads of storage down there. So it's not just like my computer. This box is full of everything. The amount of time we spent on it, not even that long on the day, to be fair, probably 4 or 5 hours or so, right? The room is worse than it started somehow. It's got worse. The job has got harder. We're further back now than we were when we started.
Oh, it can happen, that can't
I don't understand how it's happened. We've got boxes full of stuff. We've got what started off as the job of packing immediately splinters into 15 jobs. That's got to go to a charity shop. Oh no, I'll sell that. We'll do a car boot.
Are you good at getting rid of stuff?
No, we won't. I am. Lizzie is as well, to be fair. The problem is, you see stuff and you go, the reason we kept it down here in the first place is because even though we don't want to look at it all the time, we don't want to throw it away. So you've got loads of stuff that you haven't looked at for 5 years going, oh, I'll keep this because one day a fictional future version of me might want to look at my university project.
You've got to keep every wire.
Every wire.
Every wire has to stay.
I've got a box that's just the cable box, and it's my favourite box in the house. No matter what you need, I've got it. I was plugging in devices from 2004. I found a Game Boy Advance SP charger in there.
Wow.
And that thing, it looked just like a starfish with a hole in it.
That's amazing.
Yeah, found that in there, charged that bad boy up. Was I playing Pokemon Yellow for some of the time we were meant to be packing? Yes. You know, did Lizzie get bothered by that? Yes. So the first job, so we go down, right, we've got a tube light on the ceiling that went a few months ago, because it's a bit of a pain in the ass to fix.
Yeah.
We've just left it. We've got lamps down there.
Where'd you buy a new tube light from?
Exactly.
B&M maybe?
B&M, B&Q, one of the B's and something.
I think changing light bulbs are hard.
It's not. It's the easiest job.
It is, it's hard. Because you never really know what to put in there.
But you can look.
Yeah, but sometimes the light bulb itself doesn't tell you what you need to know. Honestly, our lights in our house...
Yeah.
We're two down at the minute.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I just don't know how to change them.
Don't some help.
Come round
to procrastinate from packing up. So the first job, right? First things first, we're gonna get that light switched over, so we can see what we're doing down there. Because it's bright enough to like have a telly on and sit down there. It feels nice and cosy, but you don't want cosy. You want clinical. Right, let's get into this. So right, we're gonna do that. 45 minutes trying to get the casing off the light. So that's
from,
like, we'll start at 10 a.m. Give us time to wake up. That's 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. is just getting the light out of its casing. No, stop squeezing it. No, I'll Google it. ChatGPT says this. Yeah, but ChatGPT doesn't know because it's got a picture of one end of the light, which is giving no detail. Well, it looks like it could be this. If you're in the USA, we're not in the USA, man.
I mean, Edgeley.
Electricity's different here than it is in America.
Is it true?
Everything's different.
All the lights are graded by how many candles they look like.
Lumens.
Lumens.
Yeah.
Is that the same as candles?
I think so, yeah.
So what? Wow.
So the first 40 minutes, like I said, is just getting the light out.
That's crazy.
I've snapped some of the clips that hold the end. So it's got two ends and a plastic grid covering that. Snap one of the clips there. Couldn't work out. Squeeze it.
You squeeze it.
No, hold the torch. You fucking stick a knife in. No, you cover the knife in.
You've got a knife.
Yeah, because you need to press the clips from inside. And then you're worried you're going to fucking cut the light and smash it everywhere. Or that you're just going to get electrocuted because you're holding a metal knife, stabbing it into a light fitting. So I've got a knife in a pile of socks so that if it does electrocute me, I don't know what happens. The socks get it.
You put a knife into it.
So I rolled up a ball of socks and slid the knife into the ball of socks. So I'm holding a ball of socks as a handle. It was all just quick, what was laid around. So then we get. So then we finally get the light out. Great. Let's go to B&Q, get a new light, get some big bin bags to start chucking stuff away in.
Big bin bags? How big are we talking? Because, man, I bought some big bin bag recently.
Did you? How big?
I think I could put a sofa in it. I bought these bin bags. You've never seen. Do you know when you're rolling out the bin bags?
Yeah. I was like, brr. You think, I must have missed
a little slip bit to get
the seam. Brr,
brr. Oh my God, I fucking bit. Brr, brr. Fucking.
Have you bought wheelie bin bags by accident?
Wheelie bin bags? No. What? You can buy a wheelie bin bag?
Yes, you can buy wheelie
bin
bags.
Maybe I did buy a wheelie bin bag.
Do you ever think when you have, not festivals, like a little like pop-up comedy night or like a gig, they'll often have a wheelie bin with a hole in and that's got a bin bag in it. Classic.
I'm not there with that one. I can't.
You've seen that, Ethan? Wheelie bin bags?
The last pop up comedy night you went to?
You've never been to a music vent gig that was like only temporary, like in park or something?
It was at the Riyadh Comedy Festival, I think.
You
I saw it.
Me, weren't you?
Did me?
You paid them.
I paid them to perform at the Riyadh Comedy Festival.
Yeah, you smashed it.
Yeah.
So we get some bin bags, get a new lighter, get there. All of the lights look different. Great. I'll ask the bloke. So we've got this light. Okay, we've sold out of them.
Sold out?
Yeah.
What, actually, is it a big rush?
Actually, let me check up here. So he goes up. Ah, we've got one. Great. This has got a little LED adapter because this is an old light bulb. Okay. These light bulbs were banned 15 years ago. Cool. I don't care.
Who, what, by the EU or something?
Yeah, EU. Up through our bloody tricks again. Eh? Giving people workers' rights and letting people move freely.
Crazy. How dare they?
Get back, plug the light in. Does it work? Say it with me.
No.
Does it fuck?
Is it red?
It isn't
blue,
on,
flashing blue?
Is it? It isn't nerking because the thing that you meant to unplug at one end isn't there. So now, do I want to spend the whole day rewiring this whole light or do I want to pack in the dark?
It's mad that you've offered to come round my house and fix the light bulb, but you've not fixed yours yet.
Try fixing a fucking fluorescent light and having to adapt it to modern LED standards on
modern
the fly.
Modern LED standards?
That's what I have to do. I have to rewire the fricker.
Do you change light bulbs in your house, Ethan?
You didn't turn them on in the first place.
No, but I was thinking Bayonet would be a lovely name for a woman, wouldn't it?
Bayonet?
Yeah, Bayonet.
That's lovely, that.
Would be a lovely name for a woman. He's an odd person,
it's
isn't
a good
it?
Name, that.
You'd like
actually,
to date
there was a game called Bayonetta.
Oh,
which was
it?
A woman who used swords. Obviously, the bayonet is not just the name of the fitting, but also the name of the sword on the end of the
gun. What would she use a sword to do?
I think she was using like a sock sword, wasn't she?
She was using
like,
a sock handled.
Yeah, that's where you got the inspiration
blade,
from,
like
wasn't
I was
it?
Using, yeah.
You get electrocuted.
So we're packing in the dark.
Wow. Is that Bruce Springsteen song?
Yeah. It's one of his greats. Hey, little girl, it's your dirty home. I can't fucking see nothing because the light has gone. Ooh, me and Lizzie are on fire.
I'm going to get some candles down there. Do you want some?
No, thanks.
I've got loads of candles.
Have you?
Every year, we buy those big box of little tea lights. And we always forget that we've already bought a box last year.
What are you buying them for?
Candles.
Yeah.
We're just buying them. Because it's autumn, isn't it? It's candle season.
Are you eating them?
I'm not eating them.
So what do you mean they're candle season?
It's candle season.
But then,
isn't it?
How do you? So you okay? So every autumn you think candle season, we'll put them all out.
Yeah, and I buy a big
12 of the 50.
Yeah, 100. I buy a hundred big box of hundreds. And this year we've got loads, so we've got 300 in the cupboard. So if you need any, let us know. I'm not selling them. I'll give you them for free.
Oh, thanks. Sorry, I'll put my tenner away, shall I? Thank you for that. You're such a kind guy. I'm all right for tea lights. Can't move for tea lights, to be fair, in our house. I think Lizzie said the same thing. So we're packing in the dark. It's all gone quite well, actually. But like I said, you start a job and get a job. So
yeah.
The next job is take this stuff to the tip because the bins are full. Cool. So I'll go to the tip. So get
good day, though, isn't it, the tip?
I do like going to the tip.
There's not one too far from us either.
No, it's nice and it's just a good distance. Just enough time to decompress after the packing in the dark.
The one we go to flashes our reg at us. Why is that?
I think it's do you know, like a defender will put a heavy tackle in on a striker first thing. Let them know you're there.
Is it?
I think they're letting us know. If you put that paint in there, we're going to have a problem. I think that's what they're telling us.
Wow.
So I get there and on the way in, there's a sign. So, you pull off the main road and you're just on basically a really badly maintained road that just takes you
the
to
worst
the
worst road in the world.
The worst
by
road
the way.
In the UK.
That's
and
awful.
And in winter, it's flooded and you can't see what's going on.
No, I've been to the worst road in the UK. We should do a patron special there. We should just. That should be a. And I mean this. It's near Trafford.
Yeah.
It's a back street road. The patron special. We'll film it. Your instant reaction, you won't believe it. There's we'll
so what
do
is
that.
It, a 90-second video of us going. Jesus, that is bad.
You hope it's 90 seconds. You won't believe how long this road is and how bad it is.
At one point, so we're driving down it in your car then?
Yeah. I'll bring Becky's Nissan Micra.
Your farting Nissan Micra. Yeah. If you want to see more of Joe's farting Nissan Micra, by the way, tune into the Patreon. So we get to, on the way to the tip, and I've seen this a sign there that I've not noticed before. It says, no fly tipping. Punish above £1,000 fine. I think of all the places to fly tip, you have to have some bollocks to do it on the road that only leads to the tip.
That's the perfect place to fly tip, because then you don't feel guilty about doing it.
We do feel guilty because you're literally right there.
Yeah, but what if it's shut?
Don't go. That for me is like the danger wank of fly tipping. It's like everything, or you're basically doing it for the love of the game, because you're not generally fly tipping. You go out somewhere where no one's going to see you. That's doing it knowing you might get caught, and not only might you get caught, you might get caught by the tip.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
That's unbelievable stuff for me, that. And so I respect anyone that fly tips on that road gone the way in. I think there has to be something sexual to it if you are doing that, though.
I was going to say,
fetish type shit for me.
The tip is only one of the only places where it's named after its activity.
Yeah.
The tip.
Yeah.
There's nowhere else like that in the world. The pub's not the drink.
No.
Ooh, I've never thought of that.
Cinema's not the watch.
No, it's good that. Swimming pool?
Strip club's not called the hard on.
But it is called strip, which is
okay.
Exactly.
We found another one. So strip on and tip.
The bong con. Yeah, and obviously already I've got a bit of a sort of sordid history with the tip when he had a go at me. Do you remember this?
I don't know if you told this story. Did you? Maybe you did.
I did. I went there and I went. It was all closed. They'd shut the gates, and I thought, have I come to the wrong place? Have I turned off too early? Because there's one other little thing just before you get to the tip. I said, oh, is it the tip? Because it's like I'm shut. It's like they don't shut for 3 hours. And he went, no tip here, mate. And I went, oh right. And at this point, I'm thinking, I've gone fucking mental. I've just driven to the wrong place.
Yeah.
And asking if I can throw a sofa there. And I went, oh, right, do you know where the tip? He went, recycling centre, this, mate. Not been called a tip for years.
Oh, you're joking.
And I went, and I wasn't in the right place, and he just wanted to create me. Oh, fucking fuck off. No tipping here, mate.
Would you have ever been like that and just gone, fuck off, mate?
No, but I don't know if I should do. I don't know what the right thing to do is, but I didn't. And he went, why, what you got anyway? And I went, oh, just some, you know, bits of pallets. And he went, oh, yeah, non-recyclable waste. So it is fucking tipping there. And we're not recycling it in the first place, am I? I am tipping it. Anyway, that was 2 years ago. So I go back there just to show my face. So that was the whole day, basically. But we've got... So now the basement is just as full of stuff.
Genie.
But we've realised other jobs that need doing. Fuck. So we're going to have to paint one wall.
What's going on?
So it's outstanding.
Can I ask if I've fly tipped on my own drive? Is that possible?
Yeah.
Why?
Because a few months ago, my massive telly stopped working and I didn't know where to put it. So I just threw it in the middle of the drive that we share with everyone. And it was there for weeks and it would get watered down, smashed apart. Then one day it just disappeared.
Mad.
Is that quite clever?
I think
that is clever.
I think you can get fined for that.
Well, not really, because I sometimes go on...
It's a communal fucking driveway. You can't put a telly on it.
Yeah, well, if someone wants it. I sometimes go on dog walks and bring home lamps. Because people leave, like, stuff they don't like outside their house in Edgeley.
Did you get a lamp from that?
I tell you what, me and Becky, right, here's a story.
150 T lights on someone's front drive.
Here's a story for you. Me and Becky had a little bit of a tiff in the morning.
Bit of tiffin?
No, tiff, like a little... Not a massive argument. It was like, oh, whatever. Anyway, I took the dog out for a walk, brought back home a beautiful lamp, always forgiven.
Oh.
Lights up the middle bedroom now.
How many lumens?
I couldn't tell you.
And it works?
Works, yeah. Free for a good home, someone put.
Mm-hmm. That's good, that. I once went litter picking and found an iPhone on my litter picking with a litter picker, like the sticks.
Did you pick it up with the stick?
Yeah.
Did it work?
I can't recall. I just took it home. I can't recall. I was very young. I found a bike.
A bike? What, litter picking? What was it, underneath a crisp packet?
I was litter picking in a field behind a castle. I have no idea why I was there.
Why are you there?
I have no idea. I don't know where I got a litter picker from. It definitely happened.
Who are you with? That might help.
I think some other children.
Was it a community service programme?
No, it wasn't that. There was some other children. I was behind a castle, litter picking with a big stick, and I found an iPhone and a bike.
That's pretty good. My mate, who will remain anonymous, because one bit of the story is really funny, I have to tell you. It's like a theme this week, but it's a different mate, but it's the same thing they did. Anyway, someone went on to Facebook Marketplace to give away. They just moved into a new house, a wooden chair. And my mate thought it was a fun-looking chair, but it's a creepy chair. It's wooden, it's old, and the back of it is a weird face. And the middle bit's cut out, so it's like it's screaming.
It's fuckable.
Anyway... Well, he put his knob through it, didn't he?
No, he didn't.
Yeah, and everyone thinks he's cursed. No. He put his knob through it. His missus came in and he was like, he windmilling through the chair. Crazy. And if he wasn't cursed before, he's cursed now.
He's so cursed. He's cursed. And when the curse goes in through the penis, that's even harder to get rid of. Because typically it's just a splash of water on the forehead, which is quite get rid ofable. But because a penis is always covered up, it's almost impossible to decursify a penis.
It is so impossible.
Would you have done the same?
No.
Stuck your arse to it, maybe let someone else pop the penis in.
Oh, God. I went to York Races on Friday.
No, you didn't.
I did, yeah.
What did you tell me?
It was a stag do.
Stag do?
Josh, my mate Josh, is getting married. Not the stag, the horse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Listen, my mate Josh is getting married, so we went there. Hey, listen, I'm not the man I was.
Who's Boozing Josh, wise. First of all?
Josh, he's an old friend. He's a high school friend.
Oh, nice.
Here's the day. I mean, it's the stuff. I might get a little bit fucking excited now just talking about it. Get to my mate's bar at 9 a.m. Is the bar open? Of course it is. Free bar. Three Guinness in there.
Three at 9 a.m.
And he's got the local cafe to come around with a full English breakfast. We are flying. He's brought beers onto the little mini coach.
Joe, it's too early.
But this is, I don't know, I've let myself down. You'll hear at the end of the story.
Okay, sorry.
So picture this like minibus. It's like, it's not bigger than a sort of taxi, but it's sort of old and it's a bit, he sometimes likes to cut corners, my mate Andy.
So it's not your modern sort of minibus. It's a kind of 90s style minibus.
Like, there's a rattling, there's none of the lights work, there's nothing really going on. There's like a hole. Do you know what the back of the minibus?
Stuck his cock through it.
Don't ruin the story.
No, he didn't.
There's like a hole at the back, like a fire exit door, but a little bit's broken off. Fuck off. You've killed it, dead.
Actually.
All right, skip to the end
of
the night.
Tell us that you didn't do it. No, tell us about the day, though. All right, sorry.
Whatever you do, don't put two and two together.
All right.
York Races. We get to the York Races at 12. Great day. But we get in a bit of a rhythm.
In what sense?
In a sense that a race is on at like 12:31, and you watch the race, you have a bet, but you watch it with a pint. By the time you've sort of watched the race and you've seen if you won or not, the pint's gone. Boom.
And
to the bar.
And you re-pint in between races.
And you re-pint. There was eight races. So we are absolutely flying. The driver comes at 5 o'clock.
11 pints plus whatever you had on the minibus.
Yeah. The guy comes, picks us up at 5 o'clock, and I said, let's just go home, Andy, come on. Goes, yeah. No, it's Josh's big day. He wanted to go to.
That's not you. You're not the one.
I'm flagging at this point. They said, no, we're going to York. So we went to York for another 4 hours. Yeah, we started off in a spoon. It just gets. Apparently, I was speaking in riddles by the end of it. Yeah. I kept saying to people, I'm going to rise to the top. Anyone asked, I said, I'm rising to the top. I'm going to just rise to the top. Rise to the top.
Like cream.
Yeah. And then I went missing for 5 minutes because I fell asleep on the toilet and everyone left for the minibus. So I had to run for the minibus. And then we went driving home. Everyone who was just loud and raring to go at the start, everyone's asleep. Right? And this friend who will remain anonymous, the coach driver stops halfway because we all need a piss. You know, we've got bladders a week.
Fucking 15 pints in.
And this geezer doesn't wake up, so he's still asleep. When we get all on the coach, he wakes up and goes, fucking hell. And he just realises he's just missed a piss stop. So anyway, so he goes, fucking hell. So he's sitting there and goes, I need to tell the driver to stop. Right? And he goes, but it's not, it's 20 miles to the next one. And he's really working himself up on the back of the bus.
It's almost better that we know the punchline.
I don't know if I can. Can this stay in?
Yeah, it's staying.
Anyway, on the M62, he popped his willy through that little hole.
Is this go outside? Is he going into the inner workings?
He's going outside. So if you
so his knob, if you were driving next to him, you'd see a penis come out of the van, flapping in the middle like that, and we coming out of it.
Imagine seeing that traffic. Little Willie come out of the penis.
That's absolutely absurd.
Fucking hell.
Hugely illegal.
Oh, is it illegal? Yeah.
It's got to be a bit of exposure. That's absolutely fantastic.
Well, that might stay.
Sorry, whereabouts on the coach is this located?
Right in the back, to be fair. So imagine like your fire exits on a boat, on a coach and a bus. Do you know any classic ones like stagecoach buses?
Yeah,
and all
yeah,
that?
In the back you've got your little open, glass that, door thing.
It's a really old one. It's a really old coach and a little bit is sort of broken off. So he's just on his...
That's unreal.
I would just imagine...
So is he kneeling or lying down?
Kneeling like that. Hands behind his back.
Jesus Christ.
And that's the worst thing we did.
That's not
on the stag
bad.
Do. And
that's not
there,
bad at
yeah.
all. That's fantastic. Was it a good
crazy.
Day?
Great day.
You got a bit...
I should have had lunch.
What?
We didn't eat.
Why?
Pack of pork scratchings, that's it, at
well,
2 o'clock.
Well, that's not going to do.
Yeah, so
good.
I always say to myself, I'm going to eat today. And of course, normally
that's,
I listen...
That's always been your
message. Normally I listen to myself. But for some reason, I didn't eat, so I let myself down.
Yeah.
It killed me off.
It's hard, though, because then you get there, and what have they got to eat? Like, chip cob?
Yeah.
What do they have on? A York races?
I didn't really look.
Yeah.
And then, as well, it's a fucking con as well, by the way. They don't put the fucking leaderboard up who won. You don't really know.
What do you think?
You've got to be fucking, your eyes have got to be fucking spot on to see.
I've been to the dog races where it's easy because you can see the whole track. But obviously, a horse race.
You can stand by the finish line, which is good.
Is that where you stood?
Yeah.
So you're outdoors or is it indoors?
Outdoors.
Is
indoors?
It? Well, I know, but they might have like an indoor. Like the dogs
oh, yeah,
is
yeah.
indoors.
You go indoor for the bar. Anyway. Yeah.
They'll announce it as well on the speakers.
No, they don't. Well, I think they try and fucking make you forget.
Is it on.
Get you pissed and make you forget.
Are they. What? Wait, so to do that, they would have to make sure that every single person that bet on one horse was so pissed they didn't realise.
All 20 of us didn't get any winners. They must have done something right that day.
Well,
here's the thing. I won the first race because my mate, Daryl... Well,
you were in it?
No, I thought there was going to be a lap where they let you have a go, but apparently that's a myth.
No, that's a play centre, I think.
Yeah, so I won the first race and I thought I'd crack the system with Daryl because he had a couple of in the notes. And then he sent me another one and I thought, here we go. So put on... Bang last.
Last?
Lost.
Everyone always thinks they've got a mate who knows.
Well, I asked his mate, and he didn't reply.
Oh, you were asking me about things to do in York, I thought, and that's why I got confused.
You
I
said,
he put
going.
A bet. He put a bet on York Minster to win the second race.
Let me get this
and
fucking text
and you just telling him where to go after the fucking horses.
I got, you've... That yeah. makes more
what
sense
are the odds
now.
That there was a horse called Travel Lodge by the station.
Let me get Ethan's
That's
message
unbelievable.
Up here. Right, because I asked you, would you get in
was
touch?
There any, was, did you hear any...
Right.
Oh, go on.
Oh, shit, yeah, it doesn't read well.
Yeah, I didn't understand...
Ask your mate about York today. Because considering I was with you the day before, and I did say I'm going to the
and
York races...
I was confused because... In my current job, the lads were doing a race to York, and I was...
Right, that makes sense.
I couldn't really...
Cool. What's your text? And I'll pretend to be...
And he says, what about it? He says, I'm going. Any tips? And
then... Awful messaging from you, that, Joe. You got to accept that. It's so vague.
Yeah, but then he knows. He goes, oh, you're not going, are you? Oh, wait, the stag do. So he's clocked now. I'm talking about the stag do.
Yeah, but he doesn't necessarily clock that he's talking about.
And he
I
goes,
didn't clock about the races. I just thought you were...
Yes, I'm on a stag do. Get me some advice. Who do you think I'm after advice?
Well, just where to go. Boozers in York.
That's right. What I thought you were asking.
Well, then he completely ignored me then.
Well, to be fair, that's a back.
I didn't understand what you're talking about.
You got a mate who works for the Racing Post.
He's crap.
I told him the day before going to what races.
But the thing that will make you feel a bit better is how rich is your mate from the Racing Post because of all the bets he wins all the
he's
time?
He's fucking useless.
Exactly.
Sam is rubbish.
It's all fake. We talked about this before. They weigh the best horses down.
Who with?
No, they don't give him a fat jockey. They put weights in their jackets.
Really?
So the faster horses get more weights put on them. As soon as I found that out. I'm done. Imagine going, Usain Bolt, he's a bit quick. Let's put a couple of kilos on his trainer so Justin Gatlin can get ahead of him. What's the point?
Mad.
Let the fast horses win. And they don't. It's all designed so you lose money. Boring.
Somebody,
I mean, fun day, but the betting side of it, rubbish.
Some of the stag were policemen, because that's what the main guy does. Hmm. And rumours that one of them stuck the taser out to give Josh a little bit of a blast halfway through the day.
Like to charge him up.
Yeah. I was on edge. I was like, this is going to be good, this. It's like, is he going to do it yet? Because it's coming. And they were just taking the piss out of us. Wow, I was so excited.
How do you think you'd handle a taser? I've been watching a lot of people getting tasered videos.
Why?
Because I don't know if it's everywhere in America or just some police forces. It seems like everyone who's, I don't know if they're graduating, if they've already passed or whatever, but I've been watching a lot of videos of like a whole police force getting tasered. So there's a big kind of foam pad on the floor, two people holding your arms, and you just hear, taser, taser, taser! And then they shoot it, and people's reactions going absolutely mental.
I think I'd survive it, but I think it would unearth stuff.
What?
Just medical conditions that I didn't need to know about.
Do you think one of your eyes just turns concrete for some reason? Just like, completely fucked. All your back hair sets on fire immediately.
You said I've got too much back hair at the minute.
Well, no, I've just noticed that it's back to its kind of pre we've addressed.
It's winter, isn't it? Winter bulking.
Perfect.
Ethan, how's your week been, mate?
I had a lovely weekend, you know.
Did you? Can you move to your left a touch?
Yes, of course.
Politically.
I went to I'm pretty centre left. I went to the Lake Districts on the Friday.
Wow, whereabouts? Which part?
It was not too far from Ambleside, not too far from Windermere.
So the Lake District then.
So it was called Chapel something. I want to say Chapel Style.
Nice.
Sounds lovely. Sounds very Lake District, even if you've made it up.
Chapel Style.
Yeah, I want to say that.
What did you go there for and who with?
So, there's been an agreement in the family. So, my stepdad, back in the day, used to like want to go out with his two sons, John and Ed, my stepbrothers, for a few beers and a few walks. And my mum was always a bit hesitant about what was about going on these trips. But now I'm involved. It's green light, baby.
Ooh, baby's a bit weird.
Mummy's in the minibus.
Mummy's in the minibus, wow. Yeah. Hope my mate's not in there. No name then. Hope my mate's not in there. With Todd, you're out.
Hey, better get it out of the bloody minibus rather than keeping it in. He did everyone a favour. So you went to the Lake District and met people there then?
So stepdad and my two stepbrothers met them there, had a little lovely cottage, and it was
Pause.
Cottage pie?
I've only been recently made aware of this term.
Yeah.
What I meant was we stayed in a cottage.
Okay.
Oh, is cottage where people have sex outdoors?
Yeah, or in the sort of public buildings. And because they're technically not blood related.
Did you bring your other half?
No, this is a boys' weekend.
With your mum?
No. My mum gave the green light for you to go and do this.
I said she was coming.
This is good. So all the boys, cottaging.
So my appearance going on these trips is like, all right.
Is this your first one then?
So this is my second one this year that we've done. So we're trying. I think we're going to do a couple a year.
Amazing. Getting boozy.
So it's just a nice couple days of beers, walks and some scran. And my stepdad's so lovely, he just sorts all the food and the beers and stuff for us. Yeah,
he pays for the whole weekend.
We'll pay our share for the cottage and stuff, but after that he's going, I'll get your food, I'll get your drinks.
Nice. That sounds like a good day.
Yeah,
fantastic.
It's unbelievable.
Any drama, any, you know, play games and stuff?
You know, I would love to report drama, but all I can report is a good old break. And look, it's nice sometimes for Ethan, the loser of the podcast.
You're not a loser. Dom's normally here.
That's true. Who talks about how it was a disaster struck. But all I can say is, what a lovely, lovely wee break. There was one disaster.
We knew we'd get it out of him.
Good lad.
But it wasn't so terrible. We went out on the evening to a pub, and I ordered something called the Lamb Henry. In fact, the waitress said Lamb Henry was her favourite thing. So we said, lambs all round, please. Yeah.
Okay, so what's the disaster going to be here, Joe?
Is it going to be a lamb served in a open top Henry Hoover?
Yeah, or is it going to be a part of the lamb they weren't too keen on?
Yeah, like the eye face.
It's not going to be the head of a lamb, is it?
Or maybe the guilt and future of the lamb's life somehow served up with gravy.
So there was none of that. It was a lamb shoulder, which is quite a traditional part of the lamb to be served up. But my God, I've never ate so much lamb in my life. It was just...
How can that be a disaster?
I think I went for non-stop eating for about 45 minutes of lamb.
Bollocks. You can't eat 45 minutes non-stop of lamb.
I was the only one to finish my plate, and these are lads who love to eat. Ed left at 5 in the morning to go on a 12K run and then did a big walk and still couldn't fit as much food in as me.
Really?
So
what was with it then? So talk us through it. What kind of meal was it?
It's this lamb shoulder with a bit of mash and a bit of turnip and a bit of gravy. Anyway,
moving on.
At the end of this meal, I was so full. I had a Baileys to wash it down.
Get in!
And all I could say was my beer drinking and alcohol drinking stopped at 8 o'clock. I had no more space for anything else. Left. So I ruined my evening from eating too much lamb.
You've got to move on to the wine then.
Yeah, the high density alcohol stuff.
It must be why wine was invented. So that the rich and the fucking greedy could just fit more booze in them.
Yeah, basically making the casserole that's in you now in your stomach even more flavoursome. Do you know when you had a bottle of wine to like a beef jus?
Yeah.
He's basically doing that in his belly. That's what he should have done.
We ate lamb in the Patreon special, the Patreon podcast that we do. So we're doing podcasts a few times a month where Joe versus Joe lives and the 9 out of 10 club. And I think we ate the world's greatest kebab. You can head over to our Patreon now. Go and have a watch of it. Good fun. Joe versus Joe was good as well. That is fronted by Ethan. Get onto Patreon, Sloppy Joe's podcast. Go and join the pod right now. I think there's some £1 slots free. How do they keep coming free?
Because when people who used to have one relinquish it, it becomes available. Check out whether there's
£1
slots.
Can I say something quite important as well? Because I forgot to mention this. If you pay for Sloppy Joe's Patreon through the app, there is a charge from Apple. So it makes it a little bit more expensive. So it should be £3 a month. But if you're ending up spending like, I've seen some like £4.50 ones or whatever come through. That's if you just do it online, I think you can get it cheaper for the £3 a month. It should be.
Lovely. Yeah, and there is a nice chat yesterday. Joe Smith put into the comments, "What's everyone had for the tea?" That's nice, you Joe. This is what's going on. Someone asked for a Dom and Ethan Mud Wrestling Patreon exclusive. Ivan was having a Chick-fil-A last night.
America,
really?
Yeah. Colin was having takeaway leftovers, but he didn't specify what takeaway. Josh Smith, any relation?
No.
Was having a kebab. Seamus Williams, he's actually sent me his gusto photograph, and he was having loaded veggie sweet potato nachos.
You've given yourself away there, because when you say Joe Smith, I didn't write that message.
Yeah, so I sometimes put Smith because they get excited when it's you.
What do you mean they get excited when it's me?
Seb had
I'm no more exciting than you are.
Seb had two samosas for tea. Adam Booth had a cheeky Tuesday Chinese.
This has gone Radio Manchester very quickly, hasn't it?
Johnny had sausage, chips and beans, classic, with a dollop of coleslaw.
I can live with that. Because let's work this out. So if you swap the chips for a jacket potato, same thing.
Yeah.
Potato, beans and coleslaw is fine. Won't mind a bit of sausage with that. That's all good for me.
Okay. And then a lot of people were having jacket potatoes, including Joe Wiltshire, who had jacket potatoes with cheese and beans and sausages.
Why do people keep doing this?
I don't know why they keep doing it. People are mad.
Ancillary sausage to all of their meals, all of a sudden.
That's just a constant Sloppy Joe's chat, which you can get involved in right now if you become a slopper.
Did you see my... I tried a bit of different content on the Patreon the other day. Did you see it?
Can't believe what I woke up to.
Ethan reviewing ready meals. It's a shame, that one.
Why?
So the Cathedral City... Because I like Cathedral City. They're one of the brands that I sort of trust a little bit.
Mm.
There's a certain one. It's probably owned by Unilever or something. And you're just eating...
Unilever? Are they not like a union?
You never heard of Unilever?
No. What do they own?
They own like all of the pharmaceuticals in the world.
Do they?
Yeah.
Whilst I've got my laptop open, can we have a game of Sloppy Survey.
Oh, I'd love to.
So Sloppy Survey, very simple. The other patrons, what you also get to do, sorry, as a patron, is answer the Sloppy Survey. A few questions that I leave up to you. I get everyone's answers and I make a top five of your great responses. Today, I want you to buzz in if you think you know one of the top five. So I'm going to read it out. You've got no idea what I've asked. Shout your name, Joe or Ethan. If you get a top five, I will let you have a run of the top five.
And then if you get it wrong,
it's over to the
other person. So do I need to... I was part listening. Do I need to honk in here?
Yeah, if you think you know what would be in the top five.
Your name is your buzzer.
Can I just say honk, honk?
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
And I'll
say
Joe.
Oh, that seems quicker. I'll just say honk.
Remember? Oh, God. What are you all saying again? What are you saying, Joe?
You'll get
it. Saying honk, honk.
The noise will come from two different people. That might
Question number one.
Yep.
I'd sell my soul for unlimited...
Honk. Honk.
Oh, I said honk!
Ethan, go!
I'm going to say honk!
I'm going to say, first of all, money.
Oh, of course.
In at number two, money. Right, you've got a run of the top five, Ethan, now.
So what's the format now?
So now he's got a run of the top five. I'm going to give him two lives. If he gets two wrong, it's over to you to fill out the top
five. You have to get all five.
Yeah.
Come on, Ethan, what else? Fortune, so you heard of that?
Yes, yeah. I have, mate.
Don't put that.
So I get a chance to steal if he gets
two. If he's stupid. Come on, Ethan.
I only have to get one in that case.
Yeah, I know.
Brilliant.
Can you repeat the question?
What?
You just answered it, you
It's
goose.
Just for audio.
I'd sell my soul for unlimited...
wishes.
It's your first wrong of the day. No one was clever enough to say wishes, sadly. Let me see if wishes are on there. Oh, yeah, there is some wishes. Only a few people said it, but it doesn't get into the top five. Sorry, Ethan James. One more life. Don't muck it up.
This is telly.
I'd sell my soul for unlimited...
chips.
No, chips is not on there.
Can I have one more life?
Okay, go on then.
What? What did you say? Okay, go on then.
He's thick.
He's fucking...
Go on, Ethan.
I'd sell my soul for unlimited booze.
In at number one.
That was my answer. This isn't fair.
Brilliant. Right, come Brilliant. On, come on. Have a think. Right, so you got booze and you got money.
What do the think? People like holidays? So, yeah, maybe holidays.
In at number three! Oh, right, you got two more! Get it!
Oh, I really shouldn't have wasted that life with chips. I'm going to say...
Yeah, realistically, I should have said booze and got the point here.
Unlimited. Ooh, is intercourse on there?
Weirdly,
what am I?
No one's put intercourse.
No.
So you're wrong. Next one, over to you. Right, you've got two. Interesting ones. These are four and five.
Can I get the question again, please?
I'd set my soul for unlimited.
So what have we had so far?
We've had booze.
Yeah.
Or we've had holidays and we've had money.
You have had unlimited booze every time you're on Stretford Paddock, Drew, don't you? From the chat.
Booze.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to say... life
dies. That was in at number six.
Ah!
So let me give you the top five. So it was booze, money, holidays,
ooh,
Sloppy Joe's episodes.
Oh,
I couldn't say
nice. That's quite nice.
Be way too
and then chicken wings.
Oh, you've cursed these lots.
Some random bits that people I found funny. Unlimited stories of Joe shitting himself, unlimited liver capacity, unlimited hemorrhoid cream. And they were right at the bottom there. So well done. Right,
so
next
no
one.
Points
quite literally right at the bottom.
No points for that one. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
Funniest song to play at a funeral.
Honk!
I'm going to say... I'm going to say... Don't Stop Me Now.
Over to you.
I panicked.
You're
not
panicked.
Very good with songs.
See, I almost don't want to try and get all five of these.
Well, you need to get one right, otherwise I'm just have to read the five. Think of what's a funny song. You'll know all the songs.
Yeah, but you got to think of a sort of joke quickly. Living in a Box?
Living in a Box isn't on there.
Honk.
Go on.
I'm going to say Bohemian Rhapsody.
No.
Why are you just picking songs that...
Because that would be a bit mental, wouldn't it?
Whoever gets one right wins.
Down.
No.
Ethan. Oh, I've got one.
Honk. I'm going to say... the Russian national anthem.
No.
Just Sympathy for the Devil.
God, come on. These are funny ones. Come on, Ethan, go.
Honk.
Go on. Stop saying honk.
You don't need to honk, you're just in.
I'm going to say, what would be funny? That's a bit, like, horrible. What about Thriller?
No, right. You get the last guess, and then you can win this one.
Congratulations by Cliff Richard.
No. In at number 5, Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash. In at number 4, Going Underground by The Jam. Number 3, I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor.
Yeah,
number 2, Disco Inferno by The Tramps. And number 1, Staying Alive by The Bee Gees.
Oh, Staying Alive.
You should have got that. After 2, how many have you got of these?
I've got a couple more.
Honk.
You can't even.
Stop saying honk!
Sorry.
This one's a bit of a mad one.
Joe.
You wake up invisible for 24 hours. What's the first thing you
honk.
Do?
Honk. I would say, play a prank.
In number 1, right? The floor is yours.
I'd say, watch someone undress.
Yes, that is in number 3.
I would say haunt someone. Is that the same as prank?
No, that is different. That's
also,
in number 4.
Invisible isn't ghost.
I would.
So that's just right. Can we go back to 2 wrong answers again?
Honk.
Is he still in, mate?
Go on, go for it.
Honking when other people are talking.
Invisible. I say steal something.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Now you got 1 more. 2 more left.
God. Proud of him.
You got one more left.
I would say, sneak into like VIP things or like important like meetings, things that shouldn't be allowed in.
That's too vague.
It's give us a bit more. Give
us a bit
more.
Because you can't say places.
VIP areas.
I'm going to give it to him. Yes, it's celebrity. Go see celebrities. So being naked, walking about naked is number 1, pulling pranks.
Wait, he hasn't got all of them.
He's got 5.
Has he got all 5?
Yeah.
He's got 4.
I said seeing someone undress. Is the other one be naked yourself?
Oh, I thought he said that.
I'll have that. Honk.
Honk, Ethan.
No, there's nude. No honk. He's just still in.
He's up 5. Right, brilliant. And the last but... So last but by no means least...
So I need this to level it up.
Yeah. What's the least sexy word in the English language?
Honk.
Moist.
We play ball. Moist in the top 5. Come on.
Joe.
You stop saying Joe.
No, but I thought people might have said that as a joke.
No. Oh, Joe, no. Sorry, I thought you... Sorry.
I'm not buzzing every time. Like, hot
right, so that's 1. Right, should we do 2 lives now?
Okay.
Well, you said bring it back to 2 lives. Yeah, you can't say it and
you just
it
lost a life, so you're on 2 now.
Yeah, cheers, honk.
Honk.
Okay, moist.
Yeah.
Discharge.
Discharge in at number 2.
This is so hard to get all 5, by the way.
You just think of disgusting words. What's number 1 going to be?
Clunge.
Ooh, great.
Clunge. Oh, it's out of the top 5, unfortunately. So
I'm out.
Is it. So, Ethan, all you've got to do is think one of the top 3 least sexiest words in the English language to win this whole
and
thing.
And we've had from Joe so far, just to remind me, we've had moist.
Discharge.
Well, discharge, which was 5 and 3.
I'm going to build off this. I'm just going to say wet.
He's wrong.
Can I just ding
if
back
I don't
in?
Get number 1?
Mum. Spunk.
Spunk's not. Come
on. Mum.
No.
Mummy.
Right, okay, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to give you 1 more clue.
Yeah.
Whoever buzzes in and shouts it wins the episode.
Brilliant.
It begins with an M.
Honk.
Got it at 5.
Minge.
He's
I
right.
Said honk.
Yeah!
I said honk first.
Minge. And in the top 5, phlegm, minge, discharge, moist, and crusty.
Imagine all that in one sitting. Oof.
Sounds like Joe reading his STI report, that, doesn't it?
Oh. Me reading? I don't read.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I get them to read
it out for me.
Getting
an audio book. Getting ChatGPT to read it for you. You read.
I don't read.
When's the last time you read?
I read my scripts in the morning.
Do you have scripts?
And the newspapers. Yeah, of course I have scripts. When I'm interviewing someone, I can't just riff what they're here for.
That's true.
You tried to with the rugby player the other day. Did you have a bloody clue?
Yeah, I didn't have a clue.
Go on, what happened?
Captain of England Rugby League. That's my first mistake. I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, he was all right. It was just normal conversation. And then he just went, yeah. So what's your best ever memory?
What's your best moment playing rugby league?
Oh, that's fair enough.
Fucking hell.
But it was just
your
like
best memory.
It's not your best memory. It's not like when
first
I went to ride
went
a bike.
To
you fucking, you're cheeky, to right? You. I'm not really like, yeah. And, yeah.
Didn't have a clue, did you?
If you could be a biscuit, what would it be?
Yeah. Do you like ice pops? Stuff like that.
Let's have a little. Well, do you want to do Ethan's film review?
Yeah.
Harry Potter's pretty good.
Harry Potter.
Oh, Pocahontas is a lovely film.
Harry Potter.
You won't believe it, it's time for my film review. Ethan, have you watched any films this week?
Films.
Well, you'll be delighted to hear that I saw in the comments of the day, forgive me, I can't remember your name, they said, bloody hell, can we stop these Ethan film reviews? Because he never has a film. And I've listened to you.
Oh, nice.
And I thought, you know what, mate? Smell me fingers. I haven't watched a film and I'm not going to. I've been watching most recently.
That is fucking wild, even, James. You know what, mate? Smell me fingers.
And he juttered him forward as well.
Yeah, this
he
was really a fucking 4D film. We'd all be jumping out of our seats.
He offered the fingers to the camera for sniffing purposes.
So
what have you done then?
I've been watching on ITVX, The Hack, which has been talked about recently. Have you heard of it?
Is it about former cricketer Inzamam Ul Haque?
No, it's not. It's starring Robert Carlyle and David Tennant, and it's about the newspaper phone hacking scandal that was around like 2010, 2011.
News of the World.
News of the World, exactly. And it tells it in a very interesting style. So it one episode, it fluctuates between the two. One looks at David Tennant and his character, Nick Davies, who's a journalist who works for The Guardian, who is trying to expose the News of the World for the phone hacking scandal. And then the other one is looking at a policeman and how it impacted his life and how they come together eventually and how they bring the baddies down. It's very interesting. And one thing I must say with these kind of things, they talk about a lot of people. There's a lot of name dropping, a lot of mentioning of things. And it made me think, and I wonder if anyone else is watching this. Does anyone just like struggle to remember who everyone is? And you're sitting there acting like, yeah, I am following it, but I just forgot who he is and
Do you know sometimes you watch reality TV and they just constantly, when they pop someone, just put the name on? Maybe dramas should do that.
It's really nice. You know, especially your complex dramas? Like early Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
It took me about 8 episodes to work out who the Targaryens were, who, you know, and where do they live again?
And you got to think,
what's this?
Footballers have their names on.
Yeah, on the back of the shirt. Would it be such a bad thing if every film and TV show, the character has the name of the character, the number, maybe how many films they've been in, and at the bottom the actual actor's name on the back of whatever outfit they're wearing?
That's a great point.
That's a great idea. Yeah, really good. Because they've started doing that in Test cricket now as well.
Really?
To bring the audience to the masses.
Oh, why?
Yeah. So maybe, yeah, let's do it on all films. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Voldemort on the back of his cloak. Voldemort underneath.
We
you know,
started
Ryan Reynolds, whoever it
2
was.
Weeks ago. Told you about my Harry Potter thing. We're watching Harry Potter every Sunday all in the build-up to Christmas.
You're still doing it?
Yeah, Chamber of Secrets was last Sunday.
Don't love it.
It's great.
Mm.
It's just fun. What's wrong with the Chamber of Secrets?
Weak.
It's not weak.
It's weak.
It's not weak.
It's weak.
It's better than some of the others. Better than Goblet of Fire. It's better than
Goblet of Fire is the worst one.
Prince.
Goblet of Fire and Chamber of Secrets, weak.
Oh, shut up!
No, the rest are good.
Give us what's the rating?
Well, I'm facing the last episode now, so I have enjoyed it. There's bits where I'm lost. Luckily, I'm quite interested in the whole thing. Really, in 2010, when I was about 10, 11, I really got into politics then. Mm. Like, I loved the whole David Cameron, Nick Clegg, Gordon Brown debates and stuff on the telly. I thought it was fucking belting. So I got a little bit interested in this kind of era, so I could follow it a little bit. I'm going to give it a 4, only because I don't have the cognitive ability to retain a lot of information and I can get a bit confused sometimes. And if you don't pay for the ad, to get rid of the adverts on ITVX, you get sick of Money Supermarket.
Yeah,
honestly,
that is annoying.
Right,
I'm actually going to watch that based on your review. Thank you.
Very good.
I am going to declare. Oh no, actually, you can talk about top.
We've got top three today.
It is time for this fucking class feature. The top three.
Tres, dos, uno.
Tres, dva, jeden.
Quatre, deux, un.
Drie, twee,
een. Tres, dois, un.
Danni, ichi.
The top three.
Top three childhood games. So things you used to do, you used to play as a kid. It can be as big or as small as you like. I'll let you start, Jim McGrath.
I'm going to start with, in at number three, we used to play this in my Granny Mary's spare room upstairs with my cousins. Blind Man's Bluff.
What's that?
Where it's Tig, but all the lights are off. No, nothing weird like that. And if you're on, you have to spin yourself around 5 times in the middle. That's and you've all got to be dead quiet.
Never played that.
Brilliant game. Manhunt Classic in at number two.
What's that?
This Clash. Is where you've just got to basically find the other people or they've got to run back to a base. So if you're on, you've got to try and work out, am I going to leave my base here and leave it exposed? But also, you know, I do want to go catch them. I think I'm quick enough than me. So I had to be quite good at it because I couldn't get in a running race.
So is this different to...
It might be different names for it, yeah.
Yeah. What's Ralico?
Ralico? No
that?
Idea.
Is it a shoe brand?
Yeah, Ralico.
Ralico?
No, never heard of it. And number one, Wembley.
What's that?
Wembley, a football game.
Cubbies.
Cubbies, where one person was in net and it was just like Wembley singles or Wembley doubles.
Oh, of course.
It's the best. I was never really fussed about red arse. I didn't really like the jeopardy of getting your arse red at the end of it.
Getting your arse red? Why, what was written on it?
Fucking Chamber of Secrets is now open.
And boy, was it open by the end of play.
No, I didn't like the idea of
what's red arse?
Where it's heads and volleys essentially, and if you you count down from 10,
yeah.
And if you lose, you've got to bend over and get your arse red. So yeah, Wembley singles or Wembley doubles. The idea of being in
doubles
there
was fantastic. Yeah.
Do you go along? Do you get out? Do you curl on in?
Yeah, that
loved
was really
it.
Good, number three. Chess club, year four, Mr. Petrus. Wonderful times. Just learning the game. Obviously, you'll never master it. You'll never beat it. Do you know there's more combinations in a game of chess than there are flavours of Pringles? Fact. I used to love that. And sometimes the best person of the week would get to take the chess book home with them. And I took it home and never gave it back by accident.
Wow.
Number two. Did you ever play a game called Gate Stoppers?
No.
You didn't?
Is this like some sort of... No.
Gate Stoppers was... You'd all... to start with, you'd have one person in the middle and you'd have a team of people either side of the court. And what you have to do is you have to sprint across without getting touched.
I like that.
And then if you get tagged or stopped, you have to grab them actually and stop them.
Bulldog.
I kind of like Bulldog.
Yeah.
And then eventually you get added and added and added. And eventually it's like 20 people versus one. And if you can get across, you win. And if not, you
love
just,
it.
You know, no one wins. That's number two. Number one, driveway cricket. Or back garden cricket. Driveway cricket, Adam Dobbs' house, basically. Put some little wickets at the end.
But he's really good at cricket, isn't he?
Yeah, he was amazing. Obviously, he was way better than me. But when you're just lobbing balls at someone as hard as you can, eventually you'll get him out. It was so good.
Ethan, what's your top three?
I misunderstood the question. So I've done video games as a kid.
Oh, that's all right, mate.
It's still games you played.
It's a wide bracket.
So I done in at number in at number three. I put Crash Bandicoot.
Oh,
great, love it.
Yeah.
It's about a fox.
Bandicoot. But carry on.
In at number two, I did Rayman Raven Rabbit.
I've never played it myself, but it sounds fun.
You're Rayman, and there's always different games to kill the evil rabbits.
Wow. Poor rabbit.
In at number one, I put Lego Star Wars. It was the first PlayStation game I got, and it filled me with memories, and it made me just thinking about now how many hours I played on that. How actually I have been alive for a long time now.
Was that bring immortality to the end there?
I thought it was going to be FIFA Street. Right, everyone, thank you very much. Make sure you join the Patreon of the Sloppy Joes.
The link is in the description.
Yeah, more exclusives coming.
Yeah, fantastic. Right, that's going to be all from us. Thank you very much. Bye. Wave
Oh, yeah. Bye.